44 years ago this week, where did you find yourself and why?
I found myself pregnant and I did a lot of crying, and then I sought an agent. There was an agency, you know, in the papers, there's always a little ad about if you're pregnant, and I contacted this agency,
yeah,
and obviously a Catholic agency, and then they arranged for me to go down to Bessborough in Cork, a mother and baby home.
You were what age at that time?
I was 27, probably, okay, going on 28.
You weren't a whippersnapper.
No, this is it. I was an idiot. I was the younger half of a family of 10. But I spent my whole childhood reading encyclopedias and drawing and just sketching all around me. My father used to say, would you give it a rest?
Yeah.
Because I think at that time, it's very hard to make a living at art, you know.
Sure, sure.
But I arrived down in Bessborough and I got a great welcome. I found I was given a new identity. They called me Cynthia. And I had a private cubicle. There were corridors of cubicles where you had your own cubicle. And an allowance. Actually, I got a weekly allowance as well. And I just found this was a lovely place to hide away. What I was worried about were my parents finding out, because my father was a well-respected person in Dalkey. He was the home assistance officer in the dispensary. So once that was covered, and also I found at the time I told my parents that I was going to England to get a job.
Yeah.
And I was able to write letters to my parents, and the nuns would send the letters to their English convent and post them from England.
To allow the illusion of you being working in England.
Yes, yes.
So when you found yourself at the mother and child home, was there, because it was 44 years ago, different times.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Were you worried going down there, or did you feel it was unfair that you had to go down there, or did you feel it was a place of sanctuary?
The latter. I didn't do a lot of thinking. I just had to deal with the situation. And my first priority was not to let my parents find out. And from there, then, one thing followed another. First of all, when I found Bessborough, it was situated on the banks of a river, and it was very spacious, and everyone seemed to be cheerful.
Really?
Believe it or not, yeah.